This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and welcome to the Sky Blues Extra big match preview podcast brought to you by the Sky Blue Tavern. It's Dean and Andy previewing this one. It's the big one, Andy, the local derby, Friday Night Lights versus Birmingham. How much are you looking forward to it?
Very much so. Get back to winning ways at the CBS.
And a cold Friday night game. Yeah, under the lights, beautiful.
Yeah, we won the last one there against obviously Plymouth. So yeah, I'm looking to roll Rooney's boys over.
Yeah, and you know they're in a dire run of form since Rooney took over this team. Just the one win under his stewardship versus Sheffield Wednesday a couple of weeks back. Perfect time to be playing them because under Eustace they were looking handy.
Mm. Yeah, they were. They were in the playoffs. So, you know, they've gone from 6th to 15th in a matter of, what, 5 or 6 games?
Yep.
Yeah, they've only won one against Sheffield Wednesday.
What do you make to that decision, getting rid of Eustace?
It's all too much. We've seen it before, haven't we? You know, Watford did it, remember, with Zola. And it's just not a footballing decision. It's just, obviously, I think,
Tom Brady? Yeah.
Tom Brady.
I was about to say, do you think he'll be in attendance at the CBS?
Might be. Could be. He was in attendance at the last Birmingham game and he was in attendance at the Man City game today.
I saw that.
He might be up and around it. So,
might bring my Patriots top to try and get signed.
I would. Yeah. worth a go. Put it in your back pocket. Yeah. No, definitely, mate. But no, I think this is all to do with a name and trying to build the profile of the club. And that can go disastrously wrong. And I think this one will. Isn't his win ratio something like 20-something 1% as a manager?
Who, Rooney?
Yeah.
Across all of his teams?
Something like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, where's he been? Derby? DC United?
Derby, DC United, yeah.
So, and now Birmingham. Is that his three jobs?
I think so. Yeah, I think his win percentage is in the 20s.
It's just the name, isn't it? It's nothing to do with his managerial capabilities. It's just, yeah.
I agree.
Recent record versus Birmingham. Very good for the Sky Blues. 2-0, obviously, last season. In April, the 0-0 draw in September. But then looking back again, even the season before, 4-2 away from home. That was the infamous Callum O'Hare sunglasses.
Yeah, that was class.
It feels like a game that we always sort of build ourselves up for.
Yeah, it's a derby, but not a derby, isn't it?
I don't know why they don't see us as a derby. It's only 9 miles
down
the road.
Do we see them as a derby?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I see Villa and Leicester as more of a derby.
I think the Villa thing is obviously the Premiership days, right? See, I don't particularly feel Villa is a big derby for us.
Okay. Well, okay.
Because we don't play them. Like,
okay, great.
Last time we played them, 2001?
Yeah, when we got relegated.
I was only 11, 12. I do remember those early games, and obviously my dad instilled in me that song. But for me, I think Birmingham's a really, really big game. I know a lot of Cov fans don't see it that way. I think that's what's next to me. It's the next major big city next to us.
It is. Yeah, no, that's why I asked you the question, because people don't really see it as a derby, do they? They just see it as another game against someone nearby. They see Leicester and Villa as more of a derby or something to get their teeth into. But if you look at it, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get even they're pessimistic, aren't they, about us? But they'll always bring a full crowd.
Bunch, aren't they, to
well, yeah, there, yeah, I suppose you can't try and second guess anything that they're thinking.
No, you can't.
Well, let's talk about their team a little bit. They have been losing games, but they have been scoring goals, which concerns me a little bit. Your thoughts on defensively for the Sky Blues? Are you liking the way we are shaping up at the moment?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I do like the four at the back. I do like Bidwell being a more, well, say more defensive left back. He's been raiding recently, hasn't he?
But I think he's better in a four than a five.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he looks a fish out of the water at a five.
Yeah,
but he looks great in a four. He's been really producing very, very high level displays. Kitchen's been great. Him and is the other centre half. What's his name? Thomas.
Yeah, I get them confused as well.
Because they play Barnsley together. But Thomas and Kitchen have been looking good, especially Kitchen. Apart from the first goal against Ipswich, which was a bit. But apart from that, he's been really, really good.
Actually, I thought he did okay because he could have got sent off.
Yeah, he could have got sent off. Yeah. Right,
so I think he made like a conscious decision not to do that. So I think that shows something about his footballing mind.
And Milan's looking very, very explosive. So
I think both ends of the pitch, Milan at the moment, going forward and back, he's looking really, really solid.
Yeah.
Finally found his feet a little bit.
Yeah. He's looked like he's really enjoying it being here as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, you saw the scenes after the Millwall game with the fans. I think he's really settled. And unlike Hadji Wright has, but he's really, really settled into the club. So, no, I've got no fears with the back four. Just hope Robbers doesn't tinker with it. I hope he just keeps that how it is, please.
Well, and, does he tinker with the rest of the team from what started versus Ipswich and goes back to the Plymouth and Millwall?
It's got to be the Plymouth Millwall, yeah. It's got to be. I would play. The only change I would play is that I would play that back four, Collins in goal. Then I'd play Sheaf, Eccles, Sakamoto right on the left. And then I'd play Allen, and then I'd play Sims up top.
Yeah, I'd play Sims there as well. That'd be the only. Although Sims has done well on the right hand side, but you can't play Sakamoto.
No, he's just got it. Yeah. I would like to see that.
I'm with you.
I think that looks pretty strong.
And I think Sims has shown in his little glimpses he's been in the team, he has got something about him, but he needs a run to show it more.
That's what I mean. You know, we love Godden on this page, on this podcast. We have been one of his biggest fans. And he started the season brilliantly. But that didn't help. But that didn't help Sims. Because Sims, because of Godden's start of the season, has been in and out. And his confidence was knocked because of that, and probably still is. Sims now needs, because of these cameos who have come off the bench, Godden, obviously, he did score against Millwall, which was a good take, and he's a good player, don't get me wrong, and he will come into the team throughout the season because he can score goals, and he's probably the best natural finisher we've got in the club. But for now, I'd like to see Wright on the left, Sims up through the middle, and Sakamoto on the right, just for a run of a three or four games, please, just to see how they get on. Can they build something? Can we get some goals? Can we start to finish these chances that we're making?
We've got two home games in a row, so now's the golden opportunity to sort of instill that over the next couple of games ahead of what's looking like a horrific Christmas period. I'm counting now as the Christmas period, by the way. So Birmingham, Southampton, Leeds, Sunderland, Sheffield Wednesday, a bit of respite maybe on Boxing Day. Swansea, notoriously very good at the CBS, and then away to Middlesbrough on New Year's Day. That is a period from the devil, I would say. Straight from the devil.
Leicester after Middlesbrough.
Oxford now, obviously, with the FA Cup draw today. Then Leicester. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is evil.
But we have turned up in games against bigger opposition, so we might be looking at this going, oh, this is a tainted period, but it might, you know, pay dividends for us. We don't know.
That's the problem with Cov. You never know. Do you?
So inconsistent, right? And that's how it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Obviously inconsistent over the last sort of 6 weeks for us. We're coming in off the loss. Birmingham coming in off a 0-0 draw versus Rotherham. Rooney's quotes. I'm just going to read these out to you because I thought they were telling. We were fortunate in the end to come away with a point. It was not a good game from our point of view. And there are a lot of things to address because the basics of the ball were not there today. I had this conversation with the players early on and I told you as well. We decided it's not something we're going to overdo, i.e. play out from the back. When you talk about game management, of course, if it's on, it's on, and there's space to do it, then we can do it. But if it's not and teams are pressing us, we're not at a level where we're good enough to do that. That tells us that they're simply just going to try and hoof the ball up the pitch as quick as possible, which plays into our hands. You know, we've dealt with that situation quite a bit already this season and dealt with it well from a defensive point of view, those long kicks.
Yeah, food and drink for Thomas and Kitchen, that is. Yeah, they're used to that in the League One days at Barnsley, people launching it. So, yeah, they'll deal with that no problem. So hopefully if that's the way they're going to go, we should get some joy. They won't get too much joy from our defenders from that, I would have thought.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And they're playing Oliver Burke at the top end of the pitch, who's a midfielder. It just shows that Rooney really hasn't got much of an idea of what he's doing, shall we say.
No, he's not. He was in Germany not long back, wasn't he, Oliver Burke?
He was, yeah. He was in Germany, yeah. Was he Werder Bremen?
Yeah, Werder Bremen, that's it, yeah. But he's not got... he's not scored a goal this season. He's played 14 games.
Yeah.
Here's one incoming on the CBS on Friday.
There you go. Stick that on your betting slips, everybody. There we go.
Ollie Burke, yeah, there you go. But no, he doesn't seem to be. They still got Juskovic there, haven't they?
Yeah, he comes on for.
Yeah.
They wheel him out from their retirement home on the 70 to 80 minute period every game, it seems.
I thought he'd be a better option than Ollie Burke.
But it's one thing that we've got that Stansfield as well, who comes on and scores the odd goal here and there. One thing that does surprise me with Birmingham is the middle of the park, Bielik and Bakuna. Two very good players at this level, but seemingly just not cutting it at the moment. Again, I was looking at that XY graph for midfielders, and Bielik is in pretty much the bottom end of Championship midfielders this season. No progressive passes, or hardly any progressive passes, and doesn't stop play enough, which is very surprising for a guy of his capabilities. You think if Sheaf and Eccles can get a hold of the midfield, then you know we should be able to do stuff there.
No, 100%. Yeah, no, definitely. I think if we can get and also if we can get one of the attacking players, whether it's Allen or whoever we play in that hole, we should have a bit more joy against them, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they haven't started the season very well at all. So, which is surprising because, like you say, they're two decent players at this level. But no, there's definitely joy there if we can get at them.
Right, let's get a big match prediction from you, Andy. What are you going for?
Again, I think it'd be tight. I think we'll win this 2-1.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same. I think they'll score.
Yeah.
Just because they'll be buoyed by the big crowd from that Birmingham will definitely bring.
Definitely.
And I think actually might be an open game. I think it might be one of those games where, a bit like a basketball game in of sorts, might be attack. Just because of it being a derby, really. Is it on Sky as well, Friday?
Yes, Friday night, 8 o'clock. Yeah, Sky.
Fantastic. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Andy, good to get your thoughts ahead of this one. Look forward to the game. Big thank you to everyone for listening. We'll see you on Monday as we review this Birmingham game in the meantime. Keep across our socials at Sky Blues Extra.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra podcast.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.